Mesechtas Sota, Daf Lamed Hey, the last line of Daf Lamed Dalaman Beis, and the Gemara continues to discuss the psukim relevant to Meraglim that are found in Pasha Shalach. And in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Hey, the Pasuk tells us that Meraglim came back, and it states, Vayashuvu Mitura Aretz Miketz Abom Yoim, that they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. And the Gemara continues at Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and the next Pasuk Chaf Vav continues, Vayelcha Vayavoro Mesha, that they went and they came to Mesha. And the Gemara is bothered that since the Pasuk already stated that they returned from spying out the land, so the pasuk didn't have to say vayelcho vayavoyel Moshe. The pasuk said vayavoyel Moshe, and therefore Amar Yechem Meshum Reb Shem Meichai Mak Shalich Lebia. We therefore learn out a hekesh between their going and their coming. Ma Bia Beitzera, just like when they came back from spying, they already were involved in the Eitzera. Afalicha Beitzera, also when they left, they also had the Eitzera, and they already planned that they would not come back with a positive report about Eretz Yisrael. The Mefarshim is that L'chayra the pasuk states Kula Manoshim Rashi. And as Rashi states in Chumash, and he brings it from Tanchuma, that call Nashim Shiva Mikra, Lashim Chashivas, Va'oisa Shak, Sheirim Bayu, and at that moment they were Ksheirim, and Agamar just stated that even when they left, they were not Ksheirim, and they were Be'itzirah. And the Mashar explains that in Chinami, at the point that Moshe Rabbeinu chose them, they were Tzadikim, and they were Ksheirim. However, once he chose them, and they became the Shluchim of the rest of Klai Yisrael, and we have a Klal, the Shluchim Shalom Kamaisai, and we know that Klai Yisrael was not so certain about going to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, right at that moment, they took on the character traits of Klai Yisrael, and they were also not certain about Eretz Yisrael, and they went Be'etzerah. The pasuk continues, Vayelcho Vayavoyo Al Moshe Val Aaron Val Kol Aspenei Yisrael Al Mud Baparin Kadesha Vayeshivo Isim Dava Val Skolei Eida Vayarim Es Priars, and they showed Klai Yisrael the fruits of the land. And the pasuk continues in pasuk of Zayin Vayisapu Loi, and they told them Vayayimru Banu Al Aretz Asher Shlachtanu, we came to land that you sent us to Vegam Zovis Chol Vavashi Vizepiria, and they said a positive thing about the fruits of the land that flows of milk and honey, and this is the fruit of the land. Only in Pasuk Chaf Ches do they state Ephes ki aza am ayoshev aretz va'arm betzuras kedayos ma'ayid v'gam yelidei ha'anek re'inu sham. And at that point they started saying negative things about Eretz Yisrael and verbalizing their concerns that they won't be able to beat the Zayin Amin. And on Rabbi Echlin states Mishum Rameh in the name Rameh kol lashon hara she'im bo yidvar emes b'tchilasai ein miskayim b'seifai, that anytime someone wants to say lashon hara and they don't say something truthful at the beginning, then people won't believe it. And as Rashi says, therefore they'll say a truthful thing first, in order to gain the trust of the people that they're talking to. And that's why the Meraglim also started off with something positive about Eretz Yisrael, in order to gain trust of Klai Yisrael. And on this memory of Rabbi Yechon and Nevi Rameya, the Gemara brings Simon Emes Levadai and Levaya, and seemingly this has nothing to do with our sugya. However, it's brought down that it actually is telling us the three different places that Rabbi Yechon stated a memra named Rameya in Mesechtas Sota. One is Arsuga, one is actually not Levadai, but Lechtai, which we will see on Daf Mem Beis on Beis, and Levaya is referring to a Suga that we'll have on Mem Vav on Beis. And this explanation is brought by the Roshash as well as others. However, others bring that there's actually a fourth memra that's brought in from Rabbi Yechon named Rameya, which we'll find on Daf Lam Vav on Beis, Ayin Sham. And Agamar continues and dashes the Pasuk that states in Pasuk Lamed, Vayas Kolav Esa'am El Moshe, that Kolav got the whole nation quiet regarding Moshe. So Amar Rabbah says that it wasn't he got them quiet, but Shesitim Bidvarim, that he actually incited them based on his words, and they actually became quiet because they wanted to hear the words of Kolav, as Klai Yisrael thought that Kolav will continue and say bad things about Moshe Rabbeinu. And as Rashi says, El Moshe Bidvarim Shehiskel Daba B'Moshe Vayisvum Shebegnusa Reitzel Sapa, and they thought that he would speak badly about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara explains Pasuk Yeshua to Kamishtoi, or some agrees the Chazi Yeshua to Kamishtoi, that Kalev saw that Yeshua wanted to speak, and Amr Lei, Dain Resh Ketir Yamalal, and Bnei Yisrael said to Yeshua, will we allow this person who has a severed head to speak? And Rashi explains that since Yeshua did not have any children at that time, therefore Klai Yisrael said that we don't want Yeshua to be our spokesperson, and we're not going to be convinced by Yeshua, because he really doesn't have the same stake in Eretz Yisrael, since his children will not inherit Eretz Yisrael in any case. And when Kalev saw this, Amasi said, Imashtina, if I will start speaking, Amri be Milsav Chaspin Li, then they'll find a reason not to listen to me, and they'll keep me quiet as well, and the lashon chasmin is like a muzzle. Therefore, Kalev came up with a plan in order to get them quiet, and Amar Lahen, and therefore he said to Klai Yisrael, V'chizu bilvad asalan ben Amram, is this all that ben Amram did to us? And it was mashman he was about to add on from the things that the Meraglim said about Moshe and about Eretz Yisrael. He used the lashon of ben Amram, which is a lashon gnai. Therefore, Klai Yisrael thought that he was about to say bad things about Eretz Yisrael and about Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore they kept quiet. And as the Gemara continues, Savri Bignusi Kamishtoi, they thought that he was going to speak about the negative about Moshe Rabbeinu and his shtiku, and therefore Klai Yisrael kept quiet. Amalhu, but Lemaisa Kalev continued, and he said to Bnei Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu did great things for us. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and Mikar Lano Siyam, and he split the yam, Vachavanu Asaman, he gave us the mud, and Yayma Asu Salamas, Valulurkia, even if he would tell us to make ladders and we'll go up to Shemayim, Loy Nishmaloy, do you think we shouldn't listen to him? That's why Pasuk Lama continued by Yayma, and Kalev said, Aloy Nala, Virashno Yisa, Kiyachal Luchala. This man, Kalev, was able to tell Klai Yisrael that they shouldn't listen to the Meraglim, and they should follow Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Lama and Aleph, it states, Vanoshim Asha Olu Imai, Amru Loy Nuchal Lalis Alam, Ki Chazaku Mimenu. And the other 10 Meraglim that went together with Kalev, they said, we cannot go into Eretz Yisrael, as we won't be able to win. And the Pasuk used the Lashon of Ki Chazaku Mimenu, and Amru Abchina Bar Papa, Dava Gadol Dibru Meraglim Ba'isu Shah. Then at that time, the Meraglim said a terrible thing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk states, Ki Chazaku Mimenu, and we learn, Al Tikri Mimenu, you should not read as if it says that they are stronger than us, but Elam Mimenu, that they are stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if they said, Kaviyachal Afilu Balabayis in Yachal Haitzi Kelim Misham, that even the Balabayis can't take Kelim from that land, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Kelim in there, he wouldn't be able to retrieve it, because we aren't stronger than them, and they will be able to beat us. And we read the Gemara based on our Gesser. However, Rashi says, Al Tikri Loigasinan, we're not cursed, Al Tikri Menu El Mimenu, Chain Hefresh Kriya Be Mimenu Anem Al Yachad, Shin Dabram Malav, Lumenu Sharabim Shaim Al Atzman. There are various pshatim in order to explain our Gemara and our Gesser. Some are cursed, Al Tikri Menu El Miminoi, and the Meraglim meant to say that the people in Canaan are stronger than the right hand of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues with Pasuk Lama Beis, as the Pasuk states, Eres Echelos Yeshverhi, that the land consumes the people that dwell in it. And the Gemara explains, Darish Rava, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Chashavti L'Toiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu stated that I made sure to do certain things that for the dev benefit, Behem Chashvu L'Ra, and even the things I did for their benefit, Meraglim completely misconstrued it, and they considered it as if it was a detriment. And what does this mean? So Rava continues, Ani Chashavti L'Toiva, I did things for them for their benefit, the Chol Hecha D'Matu, as every place that they reached, and they were spying out, Mes Chashiva D'Tu, made sure that one of the Chashuvim died on that day, and this way, everyone would be busy dealing with them Levaya, and since everyone will be busy dealing with this person's Levaya, so therefore they wouldn't ask them what they were doing there, and they would be able to go unnoticed. The Ikadami and others say, Eev Nach Navshe, that Eev actually died during that period of time, and every single city, they were making a spadim regarding Eev, Heim Chashvulara, and even so, the Meraglim considered as if it was a bad thing, and they stated, Eretz Echelos Yeshveri, that's a land that consumes their dwellers, and therefore they looked at it as if the land was killing people, but meanwhile, Kodesh Baruch Hu did this completely for their taiva and for their benefit. And according to the Zikid Amri, Rashi explains that there were two benefits. First of all, that Eev died, and therefore the people in Canaan were busy with the burial of Eev. And number two, as Rashi says, Shalai Togin Schus Aleim, that Eev's Schus should not be Megan on Eretz Canaan. Behind the Kama Kalev, that's why Kalev, who was actually aware of the benefit that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to them, Kalev correctly stated in Perek Yudalad Pasuk Tes, Sar Tzilam Aleim, Vashem Itanu Altiram, that the protection was removed from them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and therefore you should not be scared. And the Tosfos Shan brings down that this sugya is going like the Manda Amma that states that Eev b'mei Moshe haya, and behind the chsiv hayesh ba'etz emayin, and when Moshe was instructing the Meraglim, he told them you should go to Eretz Yisrael, and they should check if there's eitz there or if there's no trees. And Tosfos Shan says, Klema ha'idenu chai, is Eev still alive? V'lomen nikra eitz, shayim mega aleim b'schusay ke'etz, as Eev was able to protect him like a tree. The Gemara continues to dash in Pasuk Lama Gimel, where the Meraglim states, V'sham re'inu asenefilim b'nei onak minanefilim, v'anehi be'inenu kechagobim, v'chein ayinu be'ineihem. And the Meraglim said, we saw the giants in this land, and we felt like grasshoppers, and they also thought that we were grasshoppers. So Amar Rishasha, Rav Shasha says, Meraglim shkari avi, the Meraglim were liars, as bishleim v'anehi be'inenu kechagobim, it's possible for them to say that we considered ourselves like grasshoppers, l'chaya, that makes a lot of sense. Ela v'chein ayinu be'ineihem, minar v'yodi. How could the Meraglim know exactly what the Canaanim thought about them, and they thought that they were like grasshoppers? And the Gemara responds back to Rav Mishashia, the loyi, that not necessarily correct, and this is not a riot, they were liars, as Kiavim Mavri Aveli, as when the people died, and then they went to do Avros of Avelim, and they went to give them the Suda that is given to an Avel, Tusi Azri Ham Mavri, so they were sitting under cedar trees when they were giving them the Suda Savra, Vichichazinu Solku Yasvi Bilani, and when we saw them, we got scared, and therefore we climbed up into a tree in order to hide from them, and Shami de Kamri, and we heard that the people were saying, Kachazin and Inchu, the Dumbly Kamsi Bilani, and we see in the trees that there are people that look like grasshoppers. The Gemara continues to discuss Perek Yudalad Pasuk Aleph, and it states, "Vatisa kol eida vayitnu es kolam vayifku And the Gemara states, Rabba states in the name of Rabbi Yechron, that day was on the 8th of Av, which was Erev Tishbav, and Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Heim Bachu B'chiyot Shel Chinam, since they cried for nothing, Vani Ekbalem B'chiyot Deris, therefore I will be Kaveya, that this day forever will be a day of crying for Klai Yisrael. And as we know, many terrible things happened to Klai Yisrael on Tishbav, including the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara continued with Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Kol Eidah Lirgam Oisim Avonim, that all of the nation wanted to kill Kali ben Yeshua, and they wanted to stone them with stones, Viksiv, and the end of the Pasuk says, Ukhfayd Hashem near Ba'il Mayid, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory came and appeared to them in the Oil Mayid. And the Gemara explains, Amar Pekir Ba'abah, that this teaches us, Melamed, Shemnat Lu Avonim Vizorkim Klapim Ma'ala, that we actually read the Pasuk as follows, Vayomer Kol Eidah Lirgam Oisim Ba'avonim Ukhfayd Hashem, that Klai saw at that time wanted to stone Yeshua and Kalev, and they also wanted to stone the Kfayd Hashem, and they threw stones up toward Shemayim. And the Gemara continues with Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vayimuso Anoshim Oitziyah Dibas Ha'aretz Ra Ba'magefil Lefnei Hashem, that the Meraglim died, and they were ones who said Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and they died in a Magefa. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Shemesu Mish Meshunah, that he died with a terrible death, and Amar Rav Chinu Bar Papa, Darsh Rav Shila Ish Kvatim Rasa, Milami Shinishtav L'Shaynam, V'nafal Al Tiburam, V'yitolam Yitzim L'Shaynam, V'nichnesis B'Tiburam, U'mitiburam V'nichnesis B'Lashaynam. And Rav Shila Ish Kvatim Rasa, he taught us that the way that they died was that the tongues grew, and it went down all the way to their navel, and then there were bugs that came out of their tongues and went into the navel, and then from the navel it went back into Lashonim, and that was in Einish because they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they had a Misa that was relevant to their tongues. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Ba'askra Mesu, they died with this terrible Misa Mishunah called Askra, which eventually chokes a person. And as Rashi says, she bought a Lashon Hara that we know from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, that the Gemara teaches us that the reason why a person receives the Misa of Askra, which the Gemara in Bracha states is the worst Misa, is based on the fact that he spoke Lashon Hara. And Rashi explains the reason why the Gemara explains that it had some sort of midah keneged midah is because the Torah did not say that they died b'magefa, but they died b'magefa, and as Rashi says, b'muchedes ruil lehem b'midah keneged midah. And Ayin Taisus who says, melamed shemesu misa mishunah nira derah b'magefa darish, that the drasha is by the fact that the Torah states, v'yemusu ha'noshim v'yitzi adibus ha'aretz ra b'magefa l'mfnei Hashem, and Taisus dashens as if it says ra b'magefa, that they died with a terrible plague. And the Gemara continues, and Rashi points out that at this point the Gemara is going to go back to the Braisa, discusses how Klai Yisrael went through the Yarden, and as Rashi says, save the Braisa Eli, this is a continuation of the Braisa we had earlier, since we took a detour based on the fact that the Braisa stated that we're able to go and calculate the size of the cluster of grapes that the Meraglim carried, and therefore we spoke about the Pash Meraglim, and now that we completed it, we go back to the story about the Yarden, and the Gemara continues, B'kivin Sha'ala Achron Shebisom in the Yarden, and once the last of Klai Yisrael went through and passed through the Yarden, then the water returned to its place. Shinem, as the Pasuk says, once Klai Yisrael went through the Yarden, then the Kohenim took a step back and they walked back onto the dry land that was by the Yarden, and they remained on the eastern side of the Yarden, and they did not cross over into Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues, Nitku Kapes Raglei HaKohenim El HaCharava, that once the feet of the Kohenim was on dry land, Vayeshuvu Mei Yarden L'Mekayimon, Vayelchu Kismal Shilsham, and then the water of Yarden went back to its normal mahalich and it started flowing downstream. And the Gemara therefore tells us, Nimsa Arim v'Neisav v'Kayanim mitzad echad. So we find that the Arim, as well as those who carried it, which were the Kayanim, they were on one side of the Yarden, they were on the eastern side, which was further from Eretz Yisrael, v'Yisrael mitzad echad, and Klai Yisrael already went through the Yarden, and they were already on the west side of the Yarden, and they were already in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us that how did the Kayanim eventually get to the other side of the Yarden, as Nasa Arim es Neisav Ava, that the Aron actually lifted up the ones that lifted, and they carried the Kohanim over the Yarden, and they flew over the Yarden. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, and this Pasuk actually previously in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vahikashetom Kala'om, Lavar, that after the entire nation went through the Yarden, Vayava Aron Hashem, Vakanim Mufnei Hashem, and then the Aron Hashem and the Kohanim passed in front of the nation, and they flew in front of the nation. And Rashi says that even though in Sefer Yeshua and Perek Dal in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk states, Vahikashetom Kala'om, Lavar, Vayava Aron Hashem, this pasuk is actually out of order, and really it should be after pasuk Yudches and Ein Muktam Mucha B'Torah, as after the Kohanim stepped back onto the east side of the Yarden, and they were really on the opposite side of where Klai Yisrael was, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them and brought them over the Yarden, and they even took their place ahead of the rest of Klai Yisrael. And Ayin Rashi in the second column of Rashi Rashi at the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and where Rashi goes through the Cheshbon Ayin Sham. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the story of the Aron. And we know that during the time of Eli HaKohen Gadol, the Aron was captured by the Plishtim, and the Plishtim kept it for a while, and they sent it back to Klal Yisrael, and they placed it in the house of Avinadav for a while. And eventually David went and took it from the house of Avinadav, and he put it onto a wagon which was pulled by two oxen, and it was traveling towards Er David. And meanwhile, Uzzah, who was the son of Avinadav, was walking together with the wagon. And as we will see, that at some point the wagon started shaking. Uzzah thought that it was about to fall, and therefore he grabbed onto the Aron in order to protect the Aron. But Maisa, since we know that the Aron carries the people that carry it, so Uzzah should have realized that really the Aron could have carried itself, and therefore he shouldn't have been nervous that it was going to fall, and it wasn't proper covet for him to grab onto the Aron. Therefore, our Gemara states, "Valdav zeh nenesh Uzzah," and because of this idea, that's why Uzzah was punished. Shenem, as the pasuk states in Devar Yom, "Vayavoa Garin Kidon, Vayishlach Uzzah Zyodai Lachas his Aron," that they came to Garin Kidon, and Uzzah stuck out his hand in order to grab onto the Aron because it looked like the Aron was about to fall. And Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Uzzah, Noisav Nasa, it carries those that carry it." So Atzvoi Loi Kolshkin, that certainly the Aron could carry itself, and it wasn't proper that you grabbed onto it. Vayichaf Hashem beUzzah veAkarosham al Hashal, and the Torah states that Hakadosh Baruch Hu got angry in Uzzah, and therefore he killed him by the shal. And the Gemara has a machlekes as to what this means. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Leza, Chadam al Iskei Shalu, that one says that it was based on his shogeg, they grabbed onto the Aron, and as Rashi says, the Lashon of Shalu is actually the Tagum of Shkaga, Sheshogeg Lechaz Bai, because Uzzah was a shogeg by grabbing onto the Aron. And Vichadam, and one says that certainly he grabbed onto the Aron, and that's why he had Einish, but in addition, Sheasa Tzracha Befanav, that he actually went to the bathroom in front of the Aron. And the Rishonim explained that it doesn't mean that he actually went to the bathroom in front of the Aron, as that surely would not be proper and it would be a bezayin. However, certainly Uzzah went behind a wall in order to go to the bathroom, and even so, that wasn't considered covered, and therefore he was punished. The Gemara continues that the pasuk continues by Yom Hashem Marein Olikim. They died over there together with Arayin of Hashem. Arabeichan Uzzah Bala Ilma Ba, that Uzzah actually came to Ilma Ba. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Im Arayin Olikim Ma Arayin Lo Ilum Kayim. And just like we know, the Aron was never destroyed and was never captured, as Yeshio Gonzai, as Yeshio hid it away, and therefore we learn Af Uzzah Bala Ilma Ba. Also, Uzzah was able to come directly to Ilma Ba, and although he died because of this Avera, but the Maisa, it wasn't such a major Avera that he wouldn't be able to have a Chiluk like Ilma Ba. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis continues, Vayichal David Asher Paretz Hashem Paretz Be'uza, Vayichal Makom Ahu Paretz Uza Ad Hayom Hazeh. And the Gemara explains, Amar Blazo Shenishtanu Padav Kecharara, that David HaMelech was not angry at Hashem, because certainly David HaMelech would not get angry at Hashem, but he was disappointed and he was very saddened by the fact that Uzzah died on such a happy occasion, and therefore his face looked like a black cookie as he became very black. And the Gemara is, Elmi'ata Kalhecha Dechsiv Vayicha Hachinami. Do we say that anytime it says the Lashon Vayicha in the Torah, it also means that he didn't get angry, and it really means that he was very upset and Ishtan upon of Kecharara, but that can't be. And the Gemara answers, Hasam Ksiv Af, Hachalik Ksiv Af, that generally when it says the Lashon Vayicha Af, then we know it means he got angry. However, over here where it just says the Lashon Vayicha, therefore we know it doesn't mean that he got angry. And the Gemara continues, Darish Rava, Mepli Man Nenesh David, why is it that David received this Einish that Uzzah should die during the procession of the Aron coming to Yishlayim, and he shared the Simcha? And the Gemara explains, Mepnei Shekar L'Divrei Torah as Mirrors, as David HaMelech referred to the Divrei Torah as songs, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Parakuf Yates, Zmiris Hayli Chukecha Bebeis Megurai. And Rashi explains that David HaMelech was saying, when I was running away from my enemies, I would take pleasure in Yechukim and Yitarah, that they would consider like songs for me, and the Torah uplifted my spirits. And our Gemara explains, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, in the Torah where it's written about the Torah in Mishlei, that if you close your eyes for a minute in a moment, then you won't be able to remember Torah, and you lose the Torah. At the Kara Eisen's Mirrors, you are taking it very lightly, and you're calling it like a song. This is not a proper way to refer to Torah. And therefore, I'll cause you to be nichshal, something that even the Tanekesh HaBeis Rabban know. And as we know in Parshas Nasa, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu gave wagons to all the Levim, and the Levim had to carry different items of the Mishkan while they were traveling, and they were able to use these wagons in order to transport those items. However, the Pasuk tells us, B'negeya the B'nei Kos, or B'nei Kos Lei Nosan, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not give wagons to the B'nei Kos, Ke'avaydis HaKadosh Aleim, B'Kos of Yisoh, that since the B'nei Kos dealt with all the things that have Kedusha, for example, like the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaZov, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu did not give them wagons, and they had to carry carried on their shoulders. And just like David HaMelech did not properly give respect to the Torah, and he called it Zmiris, so David HaMelech also didn't give proper respect to the Aron, v'yu asir ba'galto, and when he had to transport it, he transported it in a wagon, and he should have made sure that the Aron was carried and given the proper respect, and by the fact that it was on the wagon, and then the wagon shook, and because it looked like the Aron was about to fall, therefore Uzzah grabbed onto it, so therefore it comes out that David caused Uzzah's death. And the Gemara continues in Mudash and Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes, and Rashi states that this story did not happen at the time of David, Elk Shaviu HaParis B'Plishtim, and this happened when the Paris actually brought the Aron from Plishtim, and it came automatically, and since we're discussing the Aron, therefore we continue to discuss the story about the Aron as well. And the Pasuk says, that there were people in Beis Shemesh that died because they saw the Aron. And the Gemara asks, Mishum Nero V'yach, Rashi explains, Bitmiya doesn't make sense because they looked at the Aron that they would die. So one of them says that the reason why they died is because they kept working while they were bowing down to Aron. And as Rashi states, that they didn't stop doing their work in order to honor the Aron. And Rashi explains that this Lashon Ria is Lashon Bizayin, as the Pasuk states in Shir Hashirim, Al Tiruni Shani Shechachayres. The Gemara continues, and one says, Mili Nama Omea, that not only did they not stop working, but they even said words which were not befitting, and they actually were Mavazah the Aron. And we continue on Daf Lamed and Hayom Beis, and they said, Man Amroich the Amreis, Man Asa Allah the Aphaisis. We know that the Plishtim took the Aron, and eventually the Plishtim just took the Aron and sent it back to Klal Yisrael, and it actually went by itself. And when the people in Beis Shemesh saw the Aron coming back, so they said it about the Aron, Mi Echisach Kishikast, that who got you so angry when you got angry and you left us, and you didn't save yourself, and why is it that at this point you decided to come back by yourself, and who was mefayis you that you were able to come back? And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk continues in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes, Vayach Ba'am Shivim Ish, Chamishim Olaf Ish, Vayisablu Am Kihika Hashem Ba'am Maka Gedoyla. And since it says the Lashon of 70 people, and then it says 50,000 people, and there's no Vav in between them, and as some explain by the fact that it says the Lashon of Ish twice, therefore it seems that there were two categories of people that were killed. There were 70 people that were killed, and there was also 50,000 people that were killed. And the Gemara explained, one says it was actually 70 people, and each individual person was compared to 50,000 people, and they were equivalent to 50,000. And one says that there were actually 50,000 people that were killed, and each one of them was equal to the 70 Sanhedrin, and they were on that level of chashivas. The Gemara now goes back to the story with David HaMelech when the Aron came back to Yishlayim, and the Pasuk states, and it was when the carriers of the Aron were walking, and they took six steps, and they went and brought Karbonis, and they brought a Sharm Ri. And Viksiv and in Divrei Yomim, when we discuss the same story, the Pasuk says, Vahi Bazar Lakim Esalvim, Noisi Aron Bris Hashem, Vayizbechu Shiva Parim Vishiva Elim. So over there it says that they brought seven Parim and seven Elim, and it doesn't say that they brought a Sharm Ri. And the Gemara explains, Omra Pap Bashmol, Akal Psil Psia Sharm Ri. Every single time they took a step, they brought a Shar and a Ri, and Akal Shesh Vishesh Psias, and every time they took six steps, then they would bring Shiva Parim Vishiva Elim. And the Gemara continues and asks, if they brought so many Karbanis while they were bringing the Aron to Ir David, Amalei Rav Chistos, Rav Chistos states, Im Kei Mulesis Kalar Tzol Bameis, then you're filling up the entire Tzol with Bameis. El Rav Chistos, therefore Rav Chistos explains, Al Kol Shesh Vishesh Psias, for every six steps, Sharm Ri, they will bring a Sharm Ri, Al Kol Shesh Starim Shal Shesh Psias, and for every 36 steps, which is six Starim of six steps, Shiva Parim Vishiva Elim, they brought seven Parim and seven Elim. And Ayinim and Farshim, who explained the significance of the steps and how to explain each of these psukim based on Rav Bashmul's pshat, as well as based on the pshat of Rav Chista. And the Gemara continues, Ksiv Kidoin, Viksiv Nachoin, that the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim states, Vayavo Agoyin Kidoin, which means the Goyin of the spear, and in the Pasuk in Shmuel, discussing the same story, the Pasuk says, Vayavo Agoyin Nachoin, and the Gemara explains, Am Rabbechon states, Batchilo Kidoin, originally when the Aron came back, so we had a whole story with Uzzah, and it was as if the Aron acted as a spear and killed Uzzah. However, Ulubesayf Nachoin, at the end result, it actually was established and actually caused good things to happen. And as Rashi brings, La'achshin Ashtar Sham Shishachadashim Beis Oyved Edoim, then we know at that point it went into home of Oyved Edoim and it stayed there for 6 months. And during that period of time, Nasa Nachoin Shehechlis Beisoy, that actually established his home and it caused tremendous bracha. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis in Perek Vav, by Varach Hashem is Oyved Edom, Rashi brings that the wife of Oved Edom, as well as his 8 daughters-in-law, all gave birth to sextuplets during that period of time, and therefore Oved Edom actually had 62 children and grandchildren during that period of time. And Rashi brings down Pa'alti Hashmini Ki Baruch Hu Elokim, that that's what the pasuk means in Devar Yomim when it says Pa'alti Hashmini Ki Baruch Hu Elokim V'ksiv Achkein Shishim V'shtayim Lo Oved Edom, that Oved Edom had 62 children, including 6 children from his wife and 56 grandchildren from his 8 daughters-in-law. And Ayin and Rashi brings another pshat as well. Once again, the Gemara took a little bit of a break from the Braisa as we started discussing the story about Uzzah, since we said that Uzzah died based on the fact that he grabbed a hold of the Aron and he didn't learn from the fact that when the Kohanim were carrying the Aron was noises noisav. And the Gemara now goes back to the Braisa, and the Braisa continues and discusses what happened at the Yadin, Nims and Sata Ima, and therefore we find Shleishim Min Habanim Hoyu, that there were actually 3 sets of stones. Echad Shehekim Moshe Be'eretz Mayiv, there was 1 set of stones that Moshe actually set up in Eva Yadin in Eretz Mayiv. Shenem, as the Pasuk states, Be'eva Yadin Be'eretz Mayiv, Hoyul Moshe Be'eretz Hatoya, and Ul Alanu Oimer, and in Pasuk Yisavai, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yeshua that when they get to Eretz Canaan and they go to Har Grizim and Har Evil, they will write the Sifri Torah, and the Pasuk states, V'chasavta al Alvanim as called Divrei HaTorah Zeis, Be'er Hetiv, Asya Be'er Be'er, and since it says Be'er by both of these Psukim, therefore we see that Moshe Rabbeinu also created stones and he wrote the Torah on them. The Gemara continues, V'echad Shehekim Yeshua B'teich Yadin, and the second set of stones was the one that Yeshua set up in the Yadin, Shenema, Ushtei Mesri Avanim, Hekim Yeshua B'teich Yadin, and the Pasuk continues, Tachas Matzav Rag V'akrinim, Nesei Arena Bris, V'yu Sham Adayim Ezeh, and finally, V'echad Shehekim B'Gilgal, and then there was one set of stones that they eventually set up in Gilgal as a Matzeva, and then as the Pasuk says, V'shtei Mesri Avanim, Ha'igla, Asher Lachum in Ayadin, Hekim Yeshua B'Gilgal, and these stones were the ones that they wrote the Torah on when they passed over the Yadin, and they went to Hagrizim Har Evil, and they also set these stones up as a Mizbeach, and they broke a bonus on it, and then they broke down the Mizbeach, and they took the Gilgal and set it up as a Matzeva. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned to the Braisa, and some are not curious the word Tanur Rabbanon, as this is a continuation of the previous Braisa, as Ketzah Kasvi Yisrael is a Torah. What is the story, and how did Klai Yisrael write the Torah on these Avonim when they were by Hagrizim and Har Evil, as Rashi said, Ketzah Kasvu Ala Mizbeach Bahar Evil, and the Gemara will bring a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Before we continue, let's read a few psukim that are found in Pasuk Savoy in Perchos Zayin, psukim Beis Gimel Dalet Hey, and Pasuk Ches. As the Torah says, "V'hoi b'yoyim ashtavus yadein ela oritz asher Hashem lekecho neisalach v'akim meisalcha avon gedolus v'sata isum basid v'chasata leins kol divrei Torah zayis b'avrecha l'man ashtavu ela oritz asher Hashem lekecho neisalcha eretz zavus chalov v'dvash kasher diba Hashem lekeo v'sechalach." And Pasuk Dalet continues, "V'hoi b'avrecham asi yadein tekimus avon be'ila asher neichim mitzava eschem hayoyim b'har evil." And once again, the Torah says, "V'sata isum basid." And Pasuk Hey starts, "Uvedisa Hashem is be'ech l'Hashem lekecho mizbech avonim loisanef aleim bazel." And finally, Pasuk Ches states, "V'chasavta al avonim es kol divrei Torah zayis b'har hetiv." The Gemara continues, "Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda states, 'Al gabi avonu kasvu,' that they actually wrote the Sefer Torah on the stone itself. Shenama v'chasavta al avonim es kol divrei Torah zayis b'har hetiv." And even though the Torah mentioned that they placed plaster on it previously, however, that really happened after they already wrote the Sefer Torah, and only afterwards would they put plaster on top of the words. And as Rabbi Yehuda states, "V'achkach sadu oisam besid," and Omer Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon responds back to Rabbi Yehuda, "L'divrecha, according to you, heich lamdu umay shal oisaz man Torah. How is it possible that the umay ha'ilam would read the Torah and learn the Torah if it was covered with sid?" And even though Agias and Agamara is umay shal oisaz man, however, that is actually a change that happened from the censors, and the actual guess should be heich lamdu umay ha'ilam Torah. And the Gemara continues, "Amuloi," so Rabbi Yehuda responded back to Rabbi Shimon, "Bini yaseir nasim ben makadosh baruch hu, hakadosh baruch hu gave them a great bina that they were able to figure out what to do, v'shigun natirin shalen, and they sent their scholars and they sent their scribes, the kilpo sasid, and they peeled off all the plaster, v'shiyu, and they were able to copy the Torah, and they brought it back, and they were really able to learn the Torah." And Rabbi Yehuda continues that since the umas ha'ilam were really able to learn the Torah, but l'mais they didn't do so, v'al davazeh nischatim gzadina l'be'er shachas, and that's why the gzadin of the umas ha'ilam was sealed, and they would go to Gehenim, shahay le'lin lamed v'loy lamdu, because they should have learned the Torah, and they didn't learn it. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Emir, Rabbi Shimon states, "Al gabi sikasvu, that in the chanami, we learned the psukim in the right order, and since the Torah says, the v'satum ha'isub v'sid, they put plaster on it first, and then they wrote the Torah, in the chanami, that was the right order, and al gabi sid kasvu, that they actually wrote the Torah on top of plaster." And Rabbi Shimon argues on Rabbi Yehuda on another point, and he says that not only did they not cover up the words with any plaster, and therefore it was noticeable to Goyim that there was a Torah, and they could learn the Torah so easily, but in addition, the chasvu l'lamata, but they even wrote on the bottom of the Sefer Torah, after they finished writing the entire Sefer Torah on the stones, and after they wrote Le'ini B'nai Yisrael, they also wrote the following pasuk, and they repeated this pasuk, as the pasuk states, L'man asher lo yilamdu eschem lasis k'chol tayavasam asher asur lalehehem v'chatasam l'ashem l'ikhechem. And they wrote this pasuk in order to reaffirm and reestablish for the goyim that it's possible for them to do tshuva, and halamata, and this taught them, shem hayu chayzim tshuva, hayu mekabel le'son, that if they would actually be chayzim tshuva, that the Klai Yisrael would be able to mekabel them, and they wouldn't have to kill them. And Rashi explains that even though the Zion Ammon that actually lived in Eretz Yisrael had to be killed, and even if they wanted to accept upon themselves to keep the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that would not be good enough, and they would have to be killed, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that they will not learn from those goyim that are living amongst us. However, Rav Shimon teaches us that those goyim that were living outside of Eretz Yisrael, even if they're from the Zion Ammon, if they would actually do tshuva and they would want to be mekabel the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, they would be able to come and live in Eretz Yisrael, and the din of Ki Hachrim Tachrimam does not apply to those goyim. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Bashila, my time Rav Shimon, how does Rav Shimon know that they actually wrote the Sefer Torah on top of the plaster, the chsiv, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'hayu amim misvav hesid, that the nations will be destroyed based on the misvav hesid, and the Gemara explains, al iske sid, based on the fact that they actually didn't learn the Torah, even though the Torah was written on top of the plaster and not underneath the plaster. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this Pasuk in Yeshaya? And he explains, ki sid, that the goyim are compared to plaster, masid in le takana el shefa, just like plaster is only able to be made if you actually put it into a fire and you burn it, afa isan akutim, and the proper lashon should be afa umis oilam in lem takana el shefa, that even the goyim, if they do not become geirim, they do not have any takana unless they are burnt, unless they go to gehenim. And when the Gemara speaks about the umis oilam according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not talking about the Zion Ammon, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't make a difference between the Zion Ammon that live in Eretz Yisrael or the ones that went outside of Eretz Yisrael, that the din of hachrim tachrimam still applies, and you can't accept any of them as geirim. And the Gemara continues, Kaman Ozla Hadutanya, who is this price that going like, as the Pasuk says, Kitzeitze Lamacham Alevecha, you go out of Eretz Yisrael, and you go and wage a war, and the Pasuk states, Unisone Hashem Lekecha Biyadecha, Veshavisa Shivyoi, and you'll capture a captive. And we know that this Pasha is talking about the dinim of Yifastaya, and the Brisa learns, the rabbis, that this comes to include Knanim Shebe Chutzlarts, that even if you find a woman who's a Knani in Chutzlarts, you're allowed to bring her back to Eretz Yisrael, and you're allowed to be Megayah her. And as the Brisa continues, Shem Chayzim B'tshuva Mekamel Eison, that if the Chayz B'tshuva, you could actually accept them. And even though the Torah tells us about the Shiva Ammon, that only applies to those Goyim and the Shiva Ammon that lived in Eretz Yisrael, but those are the Shiva Ammon that actually were out of Eretz Canaan, as long as they decide to become Girim or be Mekabel the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, you will allow us to keep them alive and you did not have to kill them. We continue on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara explains, Kaman, who is this going like? Ki Rav Shimon, that's certainly going like Rav Shimon, as we explained, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're always going to be Bechlal, Leisachai Kol Neshama, even if there's a person from the Shivas Ammon that's living out of Eretz Yisrael, then the Issa of Leisachai Kol Neshama does apply, and therefore the Pasha of Yifas Torah cannot be speaking about a woman from the Shivas Ammon that's living out of Eretz Yisrael, and it must be talking about other Umma Yisraelim that are living out of Eretz Yisrael that you capture, and then they could become Yifas Torah. However, the Brisa states specifically that it's talking about even those Knanim that live out of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore clearly the Brisa is not going like Rabbi Yehuda, and it must be going specifically like Rabbi Shimon. Two quick points. First of all, the bottom Taisus in Dibur Maschal Rabbis Knanim Shebechutzlarts. Taisus asked, "Hey, Mohech Reblu L'Rachav, how is it that we're able to Mekabel Rachav as a Geiris? Sheri he Haisem in Knanim Shebetecha, as she was one of the Knanim that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and we know that she actually was Miskayer and she married Yeshua." And Taisus says, "B'Hachem Mashma in our Gemara, it's Mashma the Knanim Shebetecha that certainly the Knanim that lived in Eretz Yisrael L'Divur Akol a Mekabel Neisan. Therefore, how could it be that Rachav had a right to stay alive and that they were not even on the Issa of Lestichai Kol Neshama?" And Taisus says, "V'shema Piyadi Bahaya Ayin Sham," and Ayin and Taisus that he discusses this in further detail. Number two, Taisus at the top of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph asks, "V'im Taima Dilma B'Fas Taya Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Moida." Maybe there's a special chiddush and Gzeiras HaKosev that when Klal Yisrael goes out to war and they find the Fas Taya, that even if this woman is actually from the Zion Ammon but she lives out of Eretz Yisrael, they allow to marry her. And Taisus says that this makes a lot of sense because L'maisa, the entire Pasha of Yifas Torah is a Chiddush, and Le'dibur Torah El Kenegde Yitzar, and we know that even B'digay, a regular guy, there's generally Alach L'mishim Sinai, that Kanayim Pagan Boy, and you can't have a relationship with a guy, and even so, the Torah said that B'digay Yifas Torah, you can have a relationship with her even prior to her becoming a Geiris, because Le'dibur Torah El Kenegde Yitzar, and maybe the same Zeir Sakasa would apply to a woman who's from the Shivas Ammon that lives out of Eretz Yisrael, Ayin Shom and Taisus. Lastly, Taisus and Diba Maschal, Vadav Zen, again, neschatim gzadin lebe shachas, by the fact that the goyim did not learn the Torah that was left for them on these 12 stones, therefore the gzadin was sealed that they would go to Gehenim. And Taisus is typically the b'shas matan Torah hechzir hakadosh baruch hu kol umu v'loshim v'lekeblu. Why don't we say that the reason why the goyim would go to Gehenim is because they were offered the Torah and they wouldn't accept it from hakadosh baruch hu, while Klai Yisrael did. And Taisus says v'yishleima the onish zeh gadol hu shalachas shayseksuva biyadam v'loy ratzul lumayin, that over here it was actually set up in front of them and it was handed to them on a silver platter and they wrote the Torah out for them, and even so they wouldn't learn from the Torah, so that is a greater tain on them, and that's why the Gzadin was Nechtam. And l'chayr, it seems that the Gemara was actually Miramis to this, as the Gemara says, Val Dovzeh Nischatim Gzadin on Lebe'er Shachas, as mashma that there was already a tain on them previously. However, this was actually the sealing of the Gzadin. And Taisus continues and asks, Umiyutema, as l'maisa the Gemara and Avodah Zarah states, that Dain Yeshlam Piskam Be'er, Shiyayimu Klum Kafisa Olein Hakagigas Ki Yisrael, the Cholzman Shiyeshlam Piskam Be'er, Eich Nechtam Gzadinam. So how is it possible to have the sealing of the Gzadin if l'maisa they still have a taino, and eventually Lasa Lobe, Kadosh Baruch Hu will actually tell them to go into sukkahs, and finally they'll actually run out of the sukkah and slam the door behind them, and that will actually be when they will seal the Gzadin, Ayin and Taisus, Bitzarach Bia, and we will stop over here.